Belden, St. Helena, California, December 6, 1906, Belden. My dear nephew, Frank Belden. In the last mail from Australia, I received a letter from Vina Belden, a copy of which I am sending on to you. I will write but briefly to you now, for I must write important matter to the churches of the necessity of their thoroughly awakening to a realization of their needs individually. I think much of you and of your brother and sister. I feel so sorry to think that you are not in such a position that you can be a genuine help to them spiritually. Can it be that not one of my sister's children now living will receive and live the truth, putting away self-confidence and coming to Christ as a little child? Your father is, I confidently believe, a thoroughly converted man. Your mother died in faith, and I fully expect to meet them both again. But I greatly fear that none of the children now living will have a part with the father and mother, Byron and Ella, in the kingdom of heaven, for they seem so reluctant to come to Christ and obey the truth. What a help you, Frank, might have been to the rest of the family if you had been thoroughly converted and had followed daily in the footsteps of Christ. It is not, even now, too late for you to make a radical change. But unless you are genuinely converted, you will never hear the glad welcome from the Savior and the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. I write you thus because my soul hungers and thirsts to see the salvation of my sister's children. I have felt so sorrowful as I have thought of you. You have had abundant knowledge of the truth, and into your life has been woven some excellent experiences. But in your self-exaltation, you have not been able to see the necessity of a work of grace in your own heart. I entreat of you once more to put away your fault-finding. Do not brood over your supposed injuries. You have, it is true, suffered, but you yourself have done much to bring about the very condition of things of which you complain. But this you do not acknowledge. Will you now come to the light, humble your heart, and be converted? Now is your time and opportunity. Your present spiritual condition is the result of your own course in the past. In your connection with the Review and Herald office, your voice was heard advocating methods that were directly opposed to the light God was giving. Following your own erring human judgment, you have done much to counterwork the efforts of God. But you need not now add to your guilt. You may now make diligent work for eternity. I have been suffering from influenza, brought on by speaking in a crowded hall in San Francisco a few weeks ago. Last week, I entered my 80th year. I told the family that I did not wish to receive one present or to have any demonstration in honor of my birthday, and my wishes were acceded to. I was glad to receive from your brother a draft for $35 to be sent to your father, and this, with what you have sent, will go forward on this boat to Norfolk Island. If your father is still living, I shall be very thankful that he can receive this token from his sons. I am glad indeed to see this expression of filial care from you.